You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Today, Ribono Shel Olam announced, may it be the layer, Yehi Raqiya. You know, the blue color that you see. So obviously the question that you have, what's your question? The Raqiya was before creation or was after? Because when it says Yehi Raqiya, that means is it a new thing or it was before? It was before? What does Yehi Raqiya means? So that means it wasn't before. Yeah? So how did it look like?
All covered in water.
No. Hashem separated the water, the water that existed on the earth, and took it upstairs. So now here, it seems like so Hashem made a partition, right?
Between water and water.
So before it wasn't?
No, before it was one whole thing of water.
No, the Shemaim. We will look up and up toward the sky. What would you see? You understand the point?
Yeah.
What would you see?
Where are you in water?
Why? What difference does it mean? Now, like at this moment, doesn't matter where you are, what part of the world you are, to see the moon or to see the sky, does it matter? Does it matter? By the way, do you know why at night is dark? You have any idea why it's dark? Huh?
Absent of light.
How many stars do we have?
Millions.
Huh?
Millions.
Okay, so why is it dark at night?
Because the layer that covering the earth is making it dark.
What layer?
Ozone layer.
Which layer?
Ozone.
There's a layer?
Yeah.
But how can you see the stars then?
See, it has to get covered with sun.
But millions of the star cannot make the...
There is another point. The amount of the light that those stars, that they are far from us, millions of kilometers, is not enough to lighten over us like a moon,
So it's not enough?
No. The amount of light that they get from the sun is not enough to reflect.
Right. But the answer is, you know that? What else? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They don't know why. They have no idea why, how could it be that the night we don't have any light. With the existence of all these stars, nobody knows. They have no science, wonders. They have no clue why, how could it be. Now, back to the Raqiya. You can do some research and you see what the Galut of Ribono Shel Olam is. So now back to the Raqiya. When we get to the Raqiya, what happened? Yehi Raqiya, Hashem said, Yehi Raqiya. And what happened? The layer came about. So it wasn't. It wasn't? No, it was. So now here, we have a concept that whoever that is God-fearing, what do we say? How do you point out that he has fear of God? How do you say? Very nice. Yirat Shamayim. So why we praise him by this term that he has Yirat Shamayim. What does Yirat Shamayim mean? The fear of
heaven.
Shamayim. So now here, actually, the Midrash brings that when Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, the layer that you see now existed. It was there. Unless you could see through, you know, everything up there. The partition existed. But the problem was that this layer was very, very soft. Very soft. So when Hashem said, Yehi Raqiya, then it became
solid.
First it was soft, and then became
solid.
So now, what does that mean? So that means, when we say somebody has Yirat Shamayim, that means he's like the Raqiya. What does that mean? So that means in the morning when he hears the alarm clock, just like a Raqiya, gets out of the bed. Just like the layer, it was soft, and then Hashem said, let it be the partition, the layer, then it became solid. So now, we praise people when the time that arrives to do the service of Hashem, they're swift, they're quick, they do it right away, they do it with simcha. So that's why we resemble them to the Raqiya. Exactly. So it's not that the Raqiya didn't exist. It was there. But when Hashem did the process that they suffered the water, so then he commanded that the layer becomes
solid.
It
became water, you mean?
No. It was soft. It was shol. It became seft.
What was it? What's the...
It's like this. So when it's like this, when it's like this, then it becomes like this. That's all. Follow? It was soft, then became.
What is it made of?
Shamayim says Esh Umayim.
Esh Umayim?
Right, fire and the what? Yeah, but the point here is that.
Because it becomes solid, you cannot see through the sky then.
No, you could not see anyway. Yeah, but the.
Even before you couldn't see?
No. You would just. Just like something that is soft, you pull it, becomes hard. That's how it was.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry?
Isn't it same as lava, like in volcanoes? It's liquid, but it's also fire.
You mean Shamayim?
Shamayim.
No. So now, here, then, the another point here is that why Raqiya has two names. One layer, and then also Shamayim. Why is given two names? So that's another concept. So now here, so we can learn from today, the second day after creation. Of course, you know, we're busy, we do our things, you know. You have to go to work, you have your customers, you have your clients. So now, how do you show your Yirat Shamayim? When the time comes that you have to do the service of Hashem, so then, if you become ready to go to do the service of Hashem, so that means you have Yirat Shamayim, just like the Raqiya. But if you feel, you can put it off later, it's not that crucial. So then, as Rabbeinu Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Losato, Zochutam Aren Aleinu, have explains that there are two types of fear of Hashem. One is Yirat Ha'onesh. One is Yirat Haremumut. What does that mean? Kids sometimes listen to the parents. It's the Sheikh Yanu Rimanu Yanu Lazman Azeh. But why do they listen to the parents, the kids? Because they're worried they'll be punished. Like, let's say, they cannot play with their toys. You cannot have ice cream and so on. Yeah. The other type of kids, the most of them are, Baruch Hashem, they respect their parents. Yeah, B'zad Hashem. So now, here, that's how it's differentiated your attitude towards service of Hashem. Either you do things, why? Because you're scared to be punished. You're afraid that something goes wrong. It's called Yirat Ha'onish. The Ramchal says, this is like for, very not high-grade people. But Yirat Ha'amimut, that means you serve Hashem, why? Because you know He's great, He's kind. You have to show gratitude. So that means nothing comes first before serving Hashem. Yeah. Just back to the Raqiyya, exactly the same thing. The Raqiyya was soft, so then Hashem said, Yehi Raqiyya! So then it became solid. Rabbi Yonah brings a story about a group of prisoners that they dug a tunnel and they escaped from the prison, except one. One stayed in the prison. So the guard comes and he notices everybody ran away, everybody escaped. But one remained in the prison. So he took his stick and started beating him up. Beating him up! Real good. So he said, why are you beating me up? I didn't run away. What do you want from me? No, you have to thank me. I stayed here. He says, Chacham, you could have run away and you stayed here. You deserve to be beaten up. Rabbi Yonah explains, actually this tunnel is Chodesh Elul, month of Elul. That you have an opportunity, to run away from the prison. That the prison that you created for yourself from all the wrongdoings and so on. But now, here, the question obviously you ask, what's the question?
Why you don't free yourself?
I'm sorry?
Why you don't free yourself?
Why? Why this one didn't run away?
Yes, sir. Hara is too strong.
No, he had opportunity to run away. Why
did he had misguided toxicoto?
Could be, yeah.
His essence was misguided.
What does that mean?
He thought that staying in the prison was something good, something high.
He got used to the prison.
Used to it, but also he thinks that he's doing something good.
He knows what's in the prison. He doesn't know what's outside.
Okay.
He is certain.
But where was he before he put him to prison? He got used to it.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah.
Why she stayed?
Yeah, right, good.
Because she knows what he's going to get here.
Yeah.
She knows what kind of soup he gets in the prison.
Yeah, the food is ready on time. You know, he doesn't need to clean up, doesn't need to go to work. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, very nice. Great. So now here, Rabbi Yonah explains, first of all, Maybe he had an imagination that he doesn't need to run away. Huh? Maybe they get him out, next door too. So he said, they're running away. Maybe they put me in here by mistake. I'll be out, in a few days. So now, one point here is that he might have felt, I'm not that bad. Huh? So I don't need to run away. So one point here is, if we consider this, the tunnel as an elul, maybe sometimes we feel, I don't need to make so much of effort to cut off from whatever I do on a daily basis to fix myself before Rosh Hashanah. And you see exactly, you know, that's what people do. And people don't do. Why? Because if you know, what's the big deal? Ah, Rosh Hashanah, the kalabare is ready. You know, you have some, you know, beans and dates and squash, you know. Shalom Yisrael. They call it Shalom Alai Nafshi. As we learned in Parashat Nitzavim, as you probably noticed, that it's not too worried. Well, we all have this sense. Because we feel, you know, what did I do? What's the big deal? You know, what I need to do? I'm okay. I'm a tzaddik. I'm one of the kind. I'm special. So, you run away. Right. So that's one point that might be misunderstood by everyone. So the other point here is that as you mentioned, he got used to it. He felt, you know, he's not able or he's not capable to do it.
There's a sleeping hut.
Say?
There was sleeping inside the prison.
Who, the one that ran away or the one that stayed?
The one that stayed.
Yeah, we all have such a mentality that, you know, even though I make an effort, maybe it will not make a difference. What's the difference? You know, many feel that way because they feel, you know, I'm doing enough, you know, what do you want from me? You know, that's how it is, that's how it's going to be. But the fact of the matter here is that the tunnel is already dark. Chodesh Elul is an opportunity to get away, to run away from the prison that you have created for yourself. But the fact of the matter here is sometimes that whatever we hear and whatever we're told, we don't consider it. Why? Because again, because we like the prison, or maybe we think we are good enough, we don't need to run away. Happened to be a story about a wife that wanted to go out, water the garden. So the husband said, why want to go out? It's raining. He said, don't worry, I'm going to take the umbrella. Outside is raining, you don't need to water it. But when you explain, but she wants to take the umbrella with her. But that was not the point. When it rains, you don't need to water the garden. But she felt, you know, the rain, it's only, you need an umbrella. That happens to all of us because we read things the way we like to read it. We hear things the way we hear, like to hear it. But here, back to Yehir Aqiya, that's what Yirat Shomayim is. It was soft. He says, Yehir Aqiya, became solid. That's what Yirat Shomayim is all about. Two more days. Two more days. We have to announce HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh. You ready for HaMelech HaKadosh? Ready?
I hope.
Zechutchei Magan Alai. I'm not ready. He said HaMelech HaKadosh. You know what HaMelech HaKadosh means? HaMelech HaKadosh. Wow. Yeah, Hashem is like, you know, to be able to acknowledge the kingdom of Ribono Shel Olam. And Bezal Hashem will celebrate Bayom Ahu, Yeh Hashem Echad, Mishmo Echad. Bezal Hashem, Shalom Ale Nachat, Semachot, Besorot Tovot, Lekol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.